morning. Good morning. Good morning. Come on in. Come on in. Let's just begin to magnify the Lord. Listen. Glory. All things work together for your good. Come on now. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice. Come on now. And be glad in it. Come on. Oh, Father, we just magnify you right now. Father, we magnify you right now. Father, we magnify you right now. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, we give you glory. Father, we give you glory. Ha, glory. We give you glory. Ha, glory. Father, we give you glory. Come on. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we give you glory. Glory, glory, glory. Father, we bless you. We magnify your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we magnify your name. We magnify you. Father, less of us, more of you. None of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this atmosphere. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this nation. Father, you said that, high glory, woo, when high glory, that the people rejoice when righteousness is in leadership. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that we just pray over this nation, even as this nation has gone through the voting for the presidency and everything that comes with that. Father, we just thank you, Lord God. Father, we just come against the spirit of darkness and the spirit of division, anything that would try to come against the peace of God in activation in this nation. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that, high glory, because of you, we will never be the same. Because of you and your word and what you did on the cross, Father, we'll never be the same. Father, we'll never be the same. Father, we'll never be the same. I'm going to say it again. We will never be the same. Father, I declare and decree, Lord God, I speak peace over this nation, oh God. Peace. Peace. Our glory. Peace. Peace, oh God. Peace. Come on now. I speak peace. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my God, my God. Well, listen, I'm going to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning, in the beginning. In the beginning, I'm going to say it again. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So, Father, right now, we just thank you for your Word. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you, Lord God. Father, I just thank you, Lord God. Father, I just thank you in advance for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen and amen and amen. Listen, grab your Bibles, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is you drink in the morning. And let's go to this word. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind. Speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Hold on just a moment. Got to turn this off real quick. Sorry about that. Had to turn off my heater. Didn't want to be rude and get up in front of you. Here we go. Now, we've been teaching that first of all, we have to understand where we are. We are in the season of 5785, your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Now, understand, when we say that 5785 refers to God's calendar year, the Hebrew year, okay? Your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Okay, and this is what the Lord spoke at Tabernacle, well, actually at Rosh Hashanah, which is God's calendar year. So what you got to understand is the Bible says to everything, there is a what? A season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. God's times and seasons are dictated by his purpose. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So the purpose of God is always in the forefront, which activates the times and seasons of God. So when we understand this, we understand, according to Romans chapter 5, verse 20. Now, I want you to go here. Romans chapter 5, verse 20, okay? This is one of the scriptures. And for time's sake, I'm just using verse 20. And it says, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. This is why God says in this season, it'll be a season of multiplied and abundant grace. Why? Because first of all, I always think that I'm a legend in my own mind. So when you get out of your own self and understand that, first of all, we need to live a lifestyle of repentance, which is always in a state of, Father, I know I always fall short, but because of your grace much more abounds than my mistakes. Oh, come on now. Your grace to get me to the finish line abounds much more. He says, grace did much more abound. What does this phrase, much more abound, mean in the Greek, okay? The Greek word is the huperperiseu, the huperperiseu of God, which means to abound beyond measure. Come on now. This is your season that you are going to abound beyond measure, but it's not just, listen, oh, I got Daddy Matthews on the line. Oh, my God. Oh, devil, you are messed up today. I got Papa Andrews on the line. When you understand that he says, I'm going to multiply it. I'm going to multiply your ability to abound beyond measure. Oh, come on now. I got to get this to you. Woo! Daddy Matthews, I'm just here to tell you that in this season, in the area of Oklahoma, you will abound beyond measure. Woo! Come on now. Can we say it again? Woo! And I'm releasing my faith to Daddy Matthews up in Oklahoma. How glory that your ministry, how glory your sons, how glory. Woo! This will be the season, Daddy Matthews, that you begin to disciple. Woo! Multiply yourself and others. It's going to be a season of change where there's going to be some things, Daddy Matthews, that he causes you to change for the time, for the time and season that this nation is going into, because grace needs to much more abound. And it's going to be you, oh my God, that you will, okay, to abound beyond measure. It also means to overflow, to enjoy abundantly, high glory, and to abound exceedingly. Oh, come on now. I wish I had. If you receive this word right now, that you are going to abound beyond measure. Woo, my God. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Woo, my God. Woo, oh, God, my God. You better get this right now. That's right, Daddy Matthews. What we're going to do, you're going to see. Listen, I'm going to say it right now, because I don't care who's in office. God's agenda will get finished. And as prophet, I declare and decree, woo, that the real sons of God will abound beyond measure. Oh, my God. Woo, you will abound beyond measure, and you'll get more souls in the kingdom that you can disciple them to go out. And, oh, come on now, not to be inside the building, not to be inside the four walls, but to go out and compel them to come. Oh my God, this will be a season, Daddy Matthews, of great, woo, discipleship and sonship. It'll be a season like none other for fathers and sons to increase. Fathers will take their place of authority, and the passing the torch. This will be a season of passing the torch. Woo, my God. This will be the season that the apostles begin to pass the torch to the next generation, because now it's time to run, says God. God says, in order to abound beyond measure, high glory. Woo, my God. I'm speaking to someone right now where he says, I've given to some. He's given us some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the edification, for the building up. This will be this next season will be a season of building up the kingdom, of building up, not buildings, but building up the temples or sons of God, so that they can go and complete the purpose and the agenda of God. Oh my God, my God. This is going to be a season of infiltration. Oh my God, God's going to infiltrate. Woo, my God, the systems of this nation. Woo, my God, my God. Oh my God. God is raising up spiritual. Okay, I'm going to say it, Lord. God is building up, and he's going to prepare and train spiritual 007s to go to defeat the agenda of the enemy behind the scene. Oh my God. It's going to be a season of great takeover. Woo, my God. It's going to be a season that God's sons, woo, my God, that he's rising up those who have been hidden, those who have been hidden in the background. Woo, my God. It's going to be a season of great infiltration. God's sons will prosper in this season. God's sons, God's agenda, God's purpose, the things necessary for God's kingdom purpose to be done. And it won't be because who's in office. It'll be because God had to allow it so his agenda could be taken care of. Woo, my God, you better get this right now. Oh, my God. Listen to what he says. He says, okay. He says, the law entered that the offense or sin might abound, okay? But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And when you get what God is saying right here through the Apostle Paul, God took a murderer and made him a son trainer. He made him an apostle, one who, our glory, disciples and trains sons for the kingdom. Paul infiltrated, oh my God, the Gentile nations, Rome, Corinth, Thessalonica, Ephesus, come on now, Corinth. He infiltrated Galatia, come on, he infiltrated. Woo, my God, my God. God, listen, listen, listen. The undercover spiritual sons are will rise to the top in this season to infiltrate for preparation for kingdom takeover in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, my God, my God. See, oh, my God. Come on now. Father, I think, come on now. You better get your seed ready to sow, because listen, listen, listen. Listen, listen, when you understand that in this season of multiply and abundant grace, oh my God. Now listen, 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 listen. Deuteronomy chapter 1 says, Deuteronomy chapter 1, let me just go ahead and say this, because remember, we're in this season of 5781, okay? Oh my God. Woo, my God. We're just going to use verse, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 11. Look at what he says. Look at what he says. Come on now. Woo, my God. Verse 10 and 11. Well, no, we'll start at verse 9. Look at what Moses says. And I spoke unto you at that time, saying, I'm not able to bear you myself alone. For the Lord your God hath multiplied. Past tense, has multiplied you, and behold, you are this day as the stars of heaven for a multitude. Now pay attention to verse 11. Someone type, I receive it. Now listen, God's going to do this not because of you, but because of the prayers and the past generations who didn't make it to see this day, this season. God's doing it because of what he promised them, not for what you're doing right now. Verse 11, the Lord God of your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you. So the increase comes before the blessing. Oh, come on now. He has multiplied you before he's blessed you, as he promised. Oh, come on now. Let's see what this phrase, so many more as, means. Come on now, someone type, I receive it. It's the yasaf of God, which means to add, to increase, to do again. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God, to be added to cause, to add, to do more, but to do again, to add, to increase, to do again. Woo, my God, and it's going to be multiplied. Woo, my God, yes, 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 Daddy Matthews. Oh, my God, look at what he says. He says, the Spirit of our God is in the act of military deployment for the purpose of regaining and reclaiming territory, ungenerated souls, illegally possessed property and systems. Come on now, listen, listen, listen. Please, please hear me. It will not be because of Republican or Democrat. It'll be because of God's agenda. God's agenda that he uses chaos to transfer the wealth. Okay, okay, okay. So you don't believe me. Okay. Woo, my God. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, I got it. Oh, my God. Listen, I'm going to say it again. this will be the time. Okay. It's not because of political agendas. It'll be because of God's kingdom agenda. Come on, let me just show this to you. That's right. Oh, come on now. This entire move has been sanctioned by God, our sovereign King. Now listen, I'm gonna go ahead and we're gonna end right here before we sow seed. Proverbs chapter 13. Now I want you to get this. Proverbs chapter 13. Come on, get this. Proverbs chapter 13. And then we're going to go to sowing seed. Now listen, you better get your seed in the ground right now. Get it in the ground right now. Look at what it says. That's right. The sanction of God overrides all other systems. Listen, we have to understand that in the time of Esther, our glory, God used the agenda, how glory, he used the agenda of the kingdom to make sure. Now listen, and this is why this will also be a season of prayer and intercession. This is not for you to use pulpits to bombard or to come against political situations. He says, what you pray in secret, I will reward you openly. Listen, do not use the pulpit. God's high glory pulpit was not meant for political agendas. High glory, what you pray for in secret, he's going to reward openly. Proverbs 13, he says, a good man leaves an inheritance to his what? Children's children. So the promises of God in him are yes and amen. So when you understand that God, what God promised generations ago, all the way back to Adam, that the heel of high glory should step on the neck. Come on now. And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Come on now. The wealth of the sinner. He did not say, okay. Okay, he said the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. He didn't say the church. He said for the just. Listen, fivefold ministry in this time and season. This will not be a time and season of building and glorifying the edifices or the temples. It'll be the time and season of making the investment into the sons that you lead. The money, the wealth will not be for the building. It will be for the people. Oh my God, you better get this. The Bible says that when the people laid down the resources at the feet of the apostles, that the apostles gave it back to the people, that none went lacking. Come on, you better. To get this right now. Come on. I got Daddy Matthews on the line with me right now. And if I'm speaking in error, he would check me, and he has the right to check me. Listen to what I'm saying. Woo, my God. The wealth will not be for your building. It will be for the reinvestment of the souls that will come because of God's agenda. Let's stop right there. Oh, my God. Oh, he says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Listen, get your seed ready. We're going to sow. Listen, you're going to sow. You can use the QR code right there and use it and sow into the ministry. Or I'm going to challenge everyone. The Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30, that when you, the first of all first fruits of all things, of every oblation of all, or teruma of all, of every sort of your teruma shall be the priest, and the first of your dough, that he might cause the what? Blessing to rest in your house. Listen, you can use the ministry, PayPal, at Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L, or the Zelle, go from your banking account into the ministry account, or you can use the My Cash App, amen, and sow what's called the terumah. And when you sow it into the hand of the prophet, you open up the mouth of the prophet, and God, listen, God backs up the mouth of the priest. Listen, sow your 5785 seed, or the 157, the five. Listen, but get your seed in the ground. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. You cannot have harvest without first sowing a seed. Come on, lift your hands. Father, right now, we declare and decree your kingdom agenda. And Father, we sow the seed, woo, glory, that we can infiltrate behind the lines of the enemy. And Father, I declare and decree that your agenda is being done right now. Your agenda is being done right now. Woo, I'm going to say it again. Your agenda is being done right now. Woo, my God, you better, that's right. The wealth transfer is being done. Woo, my God, listen, listen. Wealth transfer can only be done from fathers to sons, okay? I'm just saying, oh, my God. Are you getting this right now? I really want you to get this. I really want you to get this. Wealth transfer comes from father to son. Listen, Jesus, after he arose, he says, all power of heaven and earth has been given unto me. Sow your seed. I speak the blessing of the Lord over your seed, over your house, your family, your ministries, your businesses. When you sow seed in this season, you shall reap the hundredfold. You shall be blessed on the north, south, east, and west, above and beneath. You shall have everything that your hands touch. Be blessed. Wherever the soles of your feet shall tread shall be given unto you. Why? Because that's the agenda of the kingdom. So, Father, we thank you. We give you praise. I want to thank you for joining in. Now, listen. Don't miss the broadcast. Don't miss what's going on. Keep your eyes off. If it's not about the kingdom agenda, don't be concerned about it. Just pray and intercede that God's agenda is being done. Be blessed.